Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're going to get to some Niners talk, faux show.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What's so funny?
The boss.
Okay.
The boss just came in, gave us a little direction.
Evan said, guys, we're back, and the boss is in.
And I said, Evan, I don't care. The boss is on one today.
There's only one boss.
Bruce Springsteen.
And they're making a movie about him. Born in Africa. That's how I would sing it. That's where my all ancestors right. from.
Hey, there is, I did want to bring this up before we get back to the Niners. Because I had it on my list, but we will get back to the Niners. Orion Kirkering.
Oh, boy. How much familiar.
Do we blame the wrong people in sports?
No, we blame the players. And now I know who he is. Yeah.
Because this is.
Damn.
This reeks of the Warriors lose. Curry and Butler aren't very good, but we blame Pods.
No, this did not. What this was a play.
Bryce Harper had multiple opportunities, as did different. Schwarber.
That's different.
What do you mean? They
this
had bad
was a
series.
Little league play.
Yeah, it was a bonehead play, and what it did was it
pressure
brought attention.
Pressure pipes, man.
Yeah, and it busted Harper and Schwarpers.
But theirs didn't cost him the game. They
yes,
had
it did.
Time to still go play.
See, there
this
you go.
This was a catcher. Go to first. Go to first.
Yeah, he made a mistake.
And cost him
he made
the game.
A mistake. He made one bad play.
Yeah, you're right.
And Harper and Schwarber got nothing done in the postseason.
Hey, real quick, mister, you're the only reason you're there is because of Harper and Schwarber. How about that? But, Steiny.
Yeah, it's Pod's fault. It's Kuminga's fault. Oh, here's the. You know what? Let's blame Guy Santos.
I'm gonna give you two.
Bad foul late in the game.
No, this was a bad play.
It was a terrible play.
You know, he said as much.
It's a terrible play. But let me tell you why Philly. And I'm talking to Nahegan about this. And this is the difference. Let me tell you, they're coming down Schwarber and Harper's Road in Philly, not Kirkering.
Yeah.
They're coming down. That's according to the boss.
Stop.
The boss said he was listening to WIP this morning.
So was I. I swear on the Odyssey. Go ahead.
Were you about to swear on the Odyssey app?
No, I get no respect around here. Go ahead, finish. I'm interrupting your story.
The point is they come after the big boys there. Because that's what real fans
but
do.
This was the
they
play
don't blame role players.
Okay, I got a question. I got a question.
Did you hear Fortenbaugh this morning on ESPN? Let's cut that.
I didn't like his shoes.
That's a guy who knows how to do it.
I didn't see him. Yeah, I did. Come on, Steiny, you're running from it. It's like it was a bad play.
How many times do I have to say it?
It was a roly-poly.
It was a terrible play.
Go first.
It was a terrible play.
All right, so leave it there.
You have to expect.
But now you want to go, hey, Harper wasn't that good in the series. We can do all that, and they will.
No, you won't. That's my point. We don't do that here. We're afraid of our stars here.
I'm the guy that told you I was disappointed. Moody. I was disappointed in Draymond, Butler, Moody, and Pods in the playoffs against Minnesota. I said as much. I said Jimmy wouldn't shoot. I called him out. I don't get. I don't do scared radio.
Right. But
I'm not into the relationship thing.
They listen. In the Bay, we have sacred cows. They don't in Philly, and that's why it's tougher to play in front of Philly.
Cow here?
Steph Curry.
Give me one on the Niners.
Kittle.
We have champions here in the Bay Area.
Yes.
Wow. How many champions are on the Phillies?
And you thought they won one in the last 5 years. They ain't won one since 08.
He does not have a ring. In fact, they won after he left in Washington.
No, I think he was on that team.
He definitely wasn't.
That's amazing. They won when he left. That's
Schwarber
like the Miami
Schwarber.
Heat.
Schwarber helped the Cubbies, right?
He was half the reason you're there.
Let's see who else.
I love that guy.
Lizardo was dynamite with the A's, taking him to the postseason.
Oh.
What about, what's his name? Zach Wheeler. he hasn't won a ring, but boy, is he knocked on the door.
Well, you begging right now. I mean, there's nothing wrong with, dude did a Bill Buckner, basically. That was a Bill Buckner.
The difference between Bill Buckner and Kirkering is Bill Buckner was a great player. He was one of the stars.
Yeah.
So he
I love Bill.
Takes the blame. Not a reliever who's had a good year.
But it was a little league play. You don't want to lose.
Did you
like
see Harper's at bat in the eighth? That was a little league at bat.
Facing good pitching.
Exactly. I'm just saying.
How come you can't give credit to Roky Sasaki?
Exactly.
I do give credit to him.
You didn't mention him.
Because I'm focused on the Phillies, and what? I'm not afraid to come down. Trey Turner.
And we're laughing. We got to get our team in the playoffs.
If you want me to know the truth, or if you want to know the truth, Schwarber and Harper are every bit. Like, Kirkering cost him a game. Harper and Schwarber cost him the series.
Stoudy, you understand they won two games after being down 2-0, the Phillies, to get it to game five.
I don't think that's right.
That was game four last night.
Okay, yeah, no. I thought it was 2-1. Oh, you're right, you're right, you're right.
It's fine. I made seven mistakes today.
No.
No, I have.
What was eight?
In fact, I made another one. The Phillies haven't won since 2008.
Oh, yeah. Game five was going to be if they won and went back.
Remember yesterday I was saying great thing about the baseball playoffs is by the time you figure out a series is going four games, it's over because they happen so quickly.
Yeah. Did you say four?
No, but it was the Yankees. Judge hit a homer in game three. Oh, the Yankees are bang. The Yankees are back. And you look up and they're already losing in game four.
Yeah, I got you.
The next day. Yeah. Let's go to JD. JD in Oakland. What's up, JD? How you doing?
Hey, fellas. How you guys doing?
Well, JD, I was asking about you this morning. I said, we ain't heard from him.
Yeah, you're going to hear from me basketball season.
Okay,
is here, but
okay.
The thing I got is football.
All right.
It's football right now.
All right.
The 49ers have made their commitment, a financial commitment to Brock Purdy.
Mm.
They've given him his bag. So you figure, however his injury is, he's not going to be motivated to play if he's not 100%, and he shouldn't be.
Mm.
Because had this happened last year, you know, when the summer come and he get his bag, then he would have probably been trying to get on the field. But now I think the 49ers are in the catbird seat. Let Matt Jones play as well as he can, get all the eyeballs on him, and at some point, if he does extremely well, you allow Purdy to stay on the bench, and you get his trade value up, meaning Mac Jones. So now you can tell Purdy, look, we're going to be able to get you an offensive lineman, another receiver that you may need from a trade standpoint, because anybody, if you hurt big toes or thumbs, they take a real long time to truly heal.
Mm.
Big toes and thumbs are different. So let Mac Jones keep doing his thing, let him get better, get his trade value up, and then move him, and then you can go back to the guy who you believe to be your starter for another five, six years.
There it is.
Yeah. Hey, you put Hennessy in my Long Island iced teas?
You requested Hennessy.
Dark Mets. Black Mets.
and a, Hey, and the worst part, after about the 7-1, you don't know what's in any of them.
Oh, boy, JD, we got to pull up on you, man.
I'd say that was a night to remember if I remembered it.
Oh, man.
You know, he used to own a bar, the Golden Bear.
Oh, boy. I was single then.
That was a long time ago.
Man, oh, man. My face was on the wall. I was Evan Dean.
I remember walking into his bar that night. I swear to God. I walked into the bar and said to him, let me tell you something. You can't get me drunk tonight.
Oh, Stoddy, he's like,
what,
why
he,
would
he goes,
you?
What do you mean? I'm like, you just can't get me drunk. I drink all night. You just can't get me drunk.
Oh, boy.
And he said, let me make you a Long Island. And about four or five later. You.
Boy, Stoddy.
Night, night.
Yeah. He said you requested it.
I don't remember requesting it.
I got to say this about Mac Jones. I know. Remember you came to Norm's party a couple years ago? I met a lot of guys. I know a lot of Raider fans, Donnie. I'm on a vine with a lot of them. Spadoni, let me tell you who they would take in a Texas second.
Mac Jones.
In a second. That's where this thing is headed. So he might be onto something. Donnie, I know you got him for another year, but if you wanted to get frisky and somebody came calling, but you ain't going to do Geno like that. He's getting too much of the blame.
You think these guys are friends with the players? Like, oh, Geno stinks, but yeah, he's a good guy, so we'll keep playing him.
Oh, no, stop.
It's not how pro sports work.
Come on now. They did that to him in Seattle, got rid of him.
Let's go to Matt Narinda. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
How you doing, gentlemen?
Hey.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, same to you.
Hey, Goo, I'm going to put the rat on the table, sponsored by Echo
Pest
Control.
Look at it. Go ahead, baby. It's all yours.
I got to take you back about 7 minutes here. And, brother, you know, I don't love agreeing with Steiny, but I got him now, man. I got his back.
Okay.
Man. But you cannot tell. I moved to the Bay Area in 1997. I adopted all the right teams. I moved here from New York City. I was a big sports radio listener back in the day.
Okay.
The Fan, everything else. We treat our stars in this town like they are untouchable.
Oh,
they are uncriticizable, Goo.
I called out Draymond for 2016, what he did with LeBron to cost the Warriors the chip.
Hey, Matt.
If that were in Philly or New York, he wouldn't have survived that.
Hey, Matt.
I really believe that. I'll say that.
Matt, I think I know what you mean. Like, gurus, you know, what did he say? You let Draymond have it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, boy, Draymond made a mistake there with LeBron. I know what you're saying.
Stop.
I know what you're saying. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate the call.
Oh, God. No, I would stand. I go in, man. I just call like I see him.
You went on guys like Pods, like yesterday.
No, that was different. I wanted Kyle fired for what he did to Trey Lance. The play call. Used him like a fullback. Come on, man. Tell me you don't like the dude without telling me you don't like the dude. But come on, Stoddy. Quit hating on where you live and where you're from. We bring heat rocks here. We were in the Draymond.
It's okay, Goo. Fans out here don't want to be East Coast fans. It's fine. Like they don't want to be.
And I'm here to change that. You, Shasky, Spadoni, all of us, Willard, Dibbs. We don't know where we get.
This is not pom pom radio. We call stuff out.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's mostly pom pom radio, which is okay.
I hate that term.
Sorry.
Please.
It is.
Please.
Get on. If the Phillies were the Giants.
This would be the whole show. Dude,
it'd be all on Kirkering.
I don't understand what you're saying.
And then I would be like, geez, Goo, you know, Harper, he's kind of like, Harper and Schwarber's kind of like our Curry and Draymond. I mean, they got to play better. Oh, no, Kirkering. It's Kirkering.
I'm bad at analogies, but I think I'm good, so I'm going to try one. If a guy shoots a three-pointer over two dudes in his face and misses, I understand that. But if you miss a layup to lose the game, we're got to call you out. Those two things are not the same. So Bryce and Schwarber, it's the playoffs, Donnie. All right, they didn't have the best series with the bat. Bottom line is, they didn't make a bonehead little league mistake.
Who cost the Phillies more in this series loss to the Dodgers?
It's not a Schwarber
and Harper
question.
Or Kirkering?
Kirkering.
No chance.
Yeah. He lost a whole game.
He had one opportunity. He blew it. Harper and Schwarber had 16 to 20 at bats in that series.
We could go around the whole diamond and line
up. But they're the best players on the team. Yeah, but they are the ones you expect to carry you in these times, and they didn't. But they, I'm not getting on them. I'm not getting on a reliever.
They didn't do a Bill Buckner. That's all. Sonny, that was bad.
Your season didn't hit in the postseason.
That's different.
What do you mean it's different?
Why did they go home last night?
So you're allowing this relief pitcher made a bad play. Harper and Schwarber had a bad series.
Yeah, but it's different.
No, it's not. How is it?
Because that play single-handedly sent you home. You make that play, we're still batting, and who knows, maybe in the top of the whatever, Harper hits one.
But he didn't. He had three opportunities. Yeah,
but I could have got four.
Did you hear Fortenbaugh go through his at-bats when the chips were down? I love Bryce Harper. He comes through a lot.
You don't sound like it.
I love Bryce Harper and Schwarber. I love them both. No. They're both on my fantasy team.
But you're caping for a mistake is what I don't like.
I'm caping for a role player
to not get
as much grief as a star when things go sour. That's all. I'm not going to sit here and say Kirkering doesn't deserve any blame.
Okay, that's
but
where I was
start
at.
With the big boys.
Okay.
That's where I start.
All right, let's do that. All right, he didn't have a good series. But you got to admit, that was brutal. That play.
You know what? Harper and Schwarber were brutal in this series.
You won't let it go.
No, I won't.
Kirkering did give up 2 runs in game 2. They lost 4-3.
What you want to do for take that for data?
I'm just saying.
I get the premise of what you're saying, but this ain't
now
that.
All of a sudden, stars don't have to carry you in the most important games.
The Phillies got off of that diamond last night after the air.
Philly fans are more mad at Schwarber and Harper than Kirk.
Well, let me tell you something. Those two dudes will have a line around the corner for both their services if you wanted to get frisky. Schwarber's a dude, man. He got you there. Can I get some
help?
He's
a free agent.
I know. He ain't going nowhere. That little ballpark.
No, but I thought they hate him in Philly.
Yeah, that's Steiny.
They don't hate him.
We can bet. He's going, no, he'll be in a Philly uniform next
they
year.
They don't hate him. They're okay with criticizing him, though. And they understand the difference between, they understand what a criticism is, and it doesn't make you a hater.
Like what I
They're
did with
on a
Jimmy
sophisticated
Butler.
Level
what
of
I did
fandom.
With Jimmy Butler and Shotgate in the playoffs. I was
not
the only
even
one,
close.
Really. Come on, give me my flowers.
Okay.
I called out Jimmy.
You did not. You put so many like qualifiers on him.
Give me one.
Okay. 2 weeks later, I think he was hurt, Steiny. I take back what I said.
Oh,
you know
stop.
What? I was unfair. I was unfair to Jimmy Butler. Okay.
Oh,
that's fine.
Dude, you're a makeup artist.
You know what,
man?
Goo? Let Butler go. Let's talk about Trace Jackson Davis's inability to finish.
Oh, man. It is
there
funny, isn't it?
Let's go to a Sam in Sunnyvale.
In the red zone.
Sam's in Sunnyvale. What's up, Sam?
Hi.
Hey.
Love the show.
Sam, hey.
I think it's, first of all, Kirkering showed a lot of class in going ahead and talking to the media afterwards. And clearly he's a stand-up guy, and it sounds like the Phillies also gave him a lot of love. So it was a tough play. He screwed up. But the idea that, like, they lost the series because of Kirkering, it's ridiculous. It's the star players. You can't, you know, the guy messed up. Okay.
Yeah, he did. He cost him the game.
Did the other team perform?
Yes.
No. So that's what I wanted to say. Steiny, you nailed it.
Thank you, Sam. Sam in Sunnyvale.
But he's probably from
Sunnyvale.
Yeah. Schwarber talked to
we
the media.
Get it.
He owned it.
We get it.
He owned it, you know.
Hey, Steiny. In 2008,
when they won it last?
No, in 2011, although you did just find that out today.
Hold on. That was the Giants.
I'm not
they were 10
about...
and 12. Okay, go ahead. Who won in 11?
In 2011, how did the Niners' season come to an end?
Oh, boy. Was that when they're seldom used?
The Giants.
Kyle Williams?
Yeah, who do you remember about that game? What do you remember about that game?
This is great.
Big
is
boys
great.
Did not come to play. That's what I remember.
But you know where he's going. Say it.
Kyle Williams dropped the punt.
He did.
He's actually dropped two.
I was about to say that Derek Jeter and Alex Smith didn't complete a pass to a wide receiver that game. But anyway, point, Evan.
he may not have cost them the series.
Lost the game.
Guys, I'm not saying you're wrong about anything. Like, this is what I mean. Like, own it. You guys treat star players out here, you know, nice. But you guys are very, we're woke out here. It's fine. Like, people being different makes the world go round.
Before the Giants got Devers and Adams, they didn't even have a star player outside of Webb. I'm talking about everyday guys.
So, I don't know. So what's that have to do with anything?
You're making it up. And I came down Butler's Road for Shotgate with some Heat Rocks fastball. And I was disappointed. So I don't. Right.
Butler was dealing with something.
That was
you
9
were like,
months
yeah, Butler
later.
Was dealing with something.
It was 9. I might even said it on Tuesday. Please, this week. Stop it. My point is, I don't want to do the macro. I want to do the why did we lose that game last night? It was a great game. Dude,
I don't know. How did we hit runners with runners in scoring position? That's a big stat.
Boy, you are something else.
925 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Please get rid of Steiny.
Is that there?
Yeah, all caps. All caps. Just listen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
East Coast fans aren't better. I'm not saying they're better. They're just different.
Well, I got some in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's the Midwest. It's not the East. Let's go to Christian in Fairfield. Man. Hey, Christian, how you doing?
Steiny, that was funny. My father's from Pittsburgh, and I always tell him Pittsburgh's the Midwest.
I hope he knows it's a tongue in cheek. I love Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's just jokes, but it's like a local funny. That was funny. But yesterday, fellas, I was upset because y'all made it about Pods and Kuminga when Steve Kerr started the Ensure lineup. And out of Steve Kerr's own mouth, he said, when Moody was struggling to find his way, well, he's not a one or two. He can't guard no ones or twos in the NBA. And then that game starts him at the two. So I'm like, what are you? I ended up turning off the game and listening on the radio because that lineup will never work. Then in game one, when I called talking about they're playing great basketball, he didn't play the zone one time. So I don't know. It should have been critiquing Steve Kerr, and we got to watch that because he's on a 1 year. And if Kerr checked out, that's going to hurt the Warriors. So I think we need to start looking into, like, the stars more, per se, like Steiny was saying and the boss said and the coach, because whenever we talk about them, here comes Mark Willard. Well, they got all these champions.
Careful,
Christian. It's a Friday.
Yeah, Christian, we love you, man.
You got to bring that Willard slander on a Tuesday when I don't care.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll wait till Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, you got to call him. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Christian. Appreciate the call.
Okay, but what the zone? He's putting that up like a fine wine. He'll break it out in a regular season. Like, now we're being nitpicky. Like, you shocked me with what you thought you saw in the game.
No, see, Guru, I saw it. I didn't think I saw it. I saw it.
But what my point is, you're overreacting. You guys are overreacting.
We'll see. Because you know what? You know what's going to happen? Let me tell you what's going to happen. 3 weeks into the season, you're going to be like, Steiny.
That's not us.
What's with these slow starts? Oh, I don't know, Goo. I don't know what's with these slow starts. Come on now. See, I'm not afraid to question even the best players on the team. Like, I don't want to start four old guys. We got to get somebody young in there.
And we don't know if Horford's starting. Where we assumed it, but now we're like, huh, you might be right.
But that's the other thing. And you can't start who you want because you got to cater to Kuminga.
Well, stop.
And Evan shrugged, like, what does he mean? I'll tell you what I mean. He probably wants to start Al Horford, but he's got to bring Al off the bench because we've got to have the right players around Kuminga, and Jonathan can't start. Come on, guys.
Stop it. You, Anthony, I'm shocked. Good Lord, when's their next game? Evan, what, tomorrow, the preseason game? You guys got to relax.
925 Boxer and Gershon work injury attorney's text line. By the way, Dunleavy's going to get a feisty Steinmetz. He better be careful.
You're talking that
too
talk.
Too many people want to lick the boots of the rich and famous. You're right. Absolutely. You should be as critical as you can of these guys getting paid generational. Well, that's not the way we do it.
That is the way I do it.
Nope.
It's my playbook.
Nope.
Come on, Steiny, stop.
You know, you know they always say, projecting. Truth's hurting here, guys. It sounds like the truth's starting to hurt.
You're overreacting to a preseason game.
No, I'm talking about, you're like 888-957-9570. What is it about West Coast and the Bay that makes us reluctant to criticize our stars?
My middle name is criticize, so. I know you're not talking to me. And I'm speaking for my comrades. We bring it.
Nobody's going to be able to answer the question. They just know it's kind of innate. It's just who we are on the West Coast. I'm all right.
No, you're deflecting.
We're okay.
Don't call the guy out that messed up. Go to the stars. But last night, you know, the guy messed up. And right now, he's got to take it.
Yeah, but Schwarber and Harper completely off the hook. Completely get off the hook.
You're there because of Kirkering.
That's why you spent all day killing pods.
Kirkering.
Man.
Kirkering. Head over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Guru by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content at 957 The Game. The kickoff show this Sunday with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings starts at 11. If you're looking for somewhere to watch the games this weekend, head to Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. The Gold Rush girls will be there for a meet and greet, taking photos, signing autographs. And the next home game is Sunday night, October 19th. Lo and Evan are going to be there at Laughing Monk starting at 3 o'clock. You can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first served. Go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com. Sign up now, and that segment sponsored by Moderna. I was wrong.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.